Welcome to What's Ailing America with your host, Dr. Rebecca Carley, the world's only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases.
Namaste, and welcome back to another edition of What's Ailing America, one of your most important weapons in fighting the war on truth being waged against the people by the mainstream media. The views expressed in this broadcast are not endorsed by BBS Radio, its staff, or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to the www.drcarley.com and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I transformed from a trauma surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. Make sure you sign up for the updates on my site as I send out important information you need to know to my list, although it's being hacked into on a regular basis. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune disease, seizures, or cancer, and teach you how to reverse these conditions with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and create your individual protocols based solely on history alone. You do not need to travel to North Carolina to see me in person. Please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week to learn how I do consults. My phone number is also on my website. I much prefer phone numbers over emails. I ask you to consider the information I share with you using your own innate intelligence, the common sense you were all given by your Creator. Do not believe anything I tell you. Check things out for yourself. For we have been lied to about everything, and each person must develop the ability to discern the truth for themselves if we are to extricate ourselves from the matrix of darkness that has evolved because we sat by and did nothing, especially with the legion of the disinformers out there. My guests and I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. You can use your first name only if you like, and all shows are archived. The numbers to call in are listed on the BBSRadio.com website, Station 2, and include the following: toll-free USA and Canada, 888-228-4494, toll-free worldwide, 877-489-6350. Every week I will answer the question, what's ailing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news as to what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that we have been lied to about everything, including the fact that vaccines are good when they are actually inoculations with disease and thus are the true weapons of mass destruction, together we will be able to stop this blood assault on the health of people and pets. That truth, when put on top of the mountain of lies upon which this country is built, will cause the entire mountain of lies to crumble. I thank the Americans Bulletin for sponsoring this show. The Americans Bulletin is one of the last bastions of a non-controlled, non-corporate press. Recent issues have carried articles on the planned use of water as a weapon of mass destruction, the true purpose behind the Social Security number, whether or not taxes are legal, how the financial system has been tweaked to make you a slave of the state, what you can do about it, alternative health, the vaccination issue, and a whole lot more. In fact, this month's edition includes the investigation that reporter Janet Phelan did on what was done to my son because of my work. So please check that out. You can subscribe to the Americans Bulletin by visiting the website, AmericansBulletin.com, or by calling 541-773-2756. The Americans Bulletin, because you need to know the truth. Only $40 a year, 6 issues a year. It's a First Amendment forum for free-thinking people. I would like to say welcome, sisters, brothers, detractors, double agents, military intelligence, which has the best whores money can buy. You are all welcome to listen to the show tonight. The truth shall set you free, but you have to be able to open your eyes to see it. And Janet Phelan, my special guest tonight, and myself, now that we've teamed up, it's quite amazing how the minions are coming out of the woodwork. And I just want to let all of our persecutors know that we will wear you down with our capacity to suffer and show you what true courage is. Before I bring Janet on, I just want to mention that I had put out a blast that Jim Humble, author of the book The Miracle Mineral Supplement, was supposed to be on my show tonight, until I found out that the person that called me, pretending that they were from Republic Broadcasting and asking me to have Mr. Humble on my show, did not actually work for Republic Broadcasting Network. I did have Mr. Humble on my show yesterday. It was a very interesting interview. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org and listen to that archive. And after having him as a guest on the show, I've decided that the miracle mineral supplement that he touts is basically bleach. So I cannot condone recommending bleach to people as a health supplement, not to mention the fact that he had someone call me pretending to be from RBN, and that wasn't who the person really was. So it's quite amazing the links to which people will go to pull the wool over somebody's eyes, and that's what we have to do, is expose those people. This is not some kind of a vendetta or trying to, you know, hurt people or anything like that, folks. You have to realize who the real people are so that you will know who you can trust. Although I will say, don't trust anybody. You got to check things out for yourself. But the people's fruits are actually what you have to see. Actions speak louder than words. Okay. I would like to advise all of you to listen to the archives of the National Intel Report on republicbroadcasting.org from July 4th, last Friday, where Janet and myself did a show, What's Ailing America, Eugenics and Genocide. And we're going to cover some of those topics tonight, but that show was so excellent. It's silly to repeat all the information because you can just listen to the archives of Republic Broadcasting for free. And I'm very happy to also announce that starting July 20th, that's a week from this Sunday, at 5 p.m. Eastern Time and 2 p.m. Pacific Time, Janet and I will be co-hosting a new show on Republic Broadcasting every Sunday. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that, because now that we have teamed up, it's really amazing the information that we're bringing out. And tonight's going to be another very exciting show where we're going to talk about What's Ailing America, How the Disinformers Work by Dividing and Confusing. So thank you for being on the show tonight, Janet.
Well, thank you very much, Rebecca. You know, I was listening to your introduction, and I was thinking how more and more of us do not trust the government and do not trust the authorities. And when we go to our religious leaders, we're finding, well, in the Catholic Church, we have these men in dresses chasing after young boys. I think they're called religious leaders. Well, my experience with the United Methodists was I went to speak with one of their preachers about a program for torture victims that they had, to find out that that the United Methodists are basically very happy to provide treatment to foreigners who have suffered under torture by foreign governments, but they will not deal with a U.S. national who has been tortured by the U.S. government. Well, that sort of, you know, actually, when that became clear to me, it did seem that the preacher at the United Methodist Church failed to return any phone calls. He just vanished. And then we go to the Jewish, the rabbis. And what I am realizing, without going into great detail here, is that our religious leaders have sold us out as badly as our government leaders. So then we start to wise up, and we go to the alternative media. And lo and behold, we're finding that the alternative media is now peppered with people holding themselves up as, you know, the true sources of light and truth, who are actually covertly in bed with exactly the people that they purport to be shining the light on. It gets so confusing, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And I went through a situation actually over the last few years, and of course it's key to mention names. First, I was on Joyce Riley's radio broadcast talking about vaccinations, and after a couple of years of that, she never referred any military to me who I was offering to help for free. And I realized that there was something going on with that situation, And then I was led to a minion by the name of Linda Kennedy, who started exposing Joyce Riley. And that was another whole situation I got involved in. Of course, oftentimes the minions that come into my life, holding up that carrot that they're going to investigate what happened to my son and help me do something about it. And in fact, after almost 10 years, you are the only person who ever actually did that, and I'm very grateful to you. And so Linda Kennedy came into my life, and after conning me out of thousands and thousands of dollars and different things that happened in regards to her, then the next layer was brought in, a man by the name of Habib Peter Khawaja, whose favorite saying was, military intelligence has the best horse money can buy. And after about a year and a half of working with him and trying to get him to give me his information as to this poison that was supposed to be getting ready to be put in the water, because he alleges that when he was basically a Blackwater boy down in Florida, after I found out he was a colonel in the Marines, I realized that actually he was basically a mercenary, and his national security group was just a earlier edition of Blackwater. But when he was working in Florida guarding this poison plant, he alleged that he uncovered that they were going to use this cherry flavoring to poison the people. And after a year and a half of trying to get him to show me the evidence, which he always had an excuse why he couldn't do it, it's very interesting what happened when you came in with your proof of the dual water lines. And if you haven't listened to my shows with Janet, folks, on water as a weapon, I definitely suggest that you listen to the archives of that subject matter, both on BBS and also on Republic Broadcasting, What's Ailing America. You can also put water as a weapon into Google and read that very important story that she has uncovered, where she has proof that they're installing dual water lines into pretty much every home in America. They've been working on it for about 30 years. With remote control valves where they can poison selectively whoever they want. And this is really big news. And when I tried to hook Peter up with Janet to do a show on this, it was really quite amazing how he went running in the other direction, actually went on the air on a show that he has, which he since took off, saying that the American government would never do this. They don't have the money to do it, and it's not something they would do. And when Janet called him to ask him what the poison was that he had uncovered, he said it was H2O, which means water. So this is how I realized how these minions work. I mean, it gets so complex, you don't know who's who in the zoo. And that's why I always tell people, you have to check everybody out for yourself. You have to investigate. You have to use your discernment. That's the key, in order to find out who's telling you the truth. Because one of the favorite tactics of these minions is to give you 90 or 95% truth and 5% lies. And that's a very effective way of leading people down the wrong path. And this is something that's also happening with Sir Leonard Horowitz, and that's why I wanted to cover him tonight. And it's very important for this to be exposed, because things are getting really intense with Sir Leonard G. Horowitz in terms of not only what he's doing, but what he's promoting as a solution. And I call this Khawaja technique now, after my experience with Peter Khawaja. I want to read.
I'd like to say something about Peter Khawaja before we move on.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
I think you did miss after claiming that the U.S. after claiming that he had uncovered the poison that that the U.S. government is going to use on the water system, and I came up with a system. You know, the blueprints, the drawings, the photographs of the valves, the laws buttressing this program. And he said, well, the U.S. government would never do that. He then reversed himself and went on the air and made intimations that the person talking about the double water line system stole the information from him. So one week, the person putting forth this information about the double water line system is out to lunch. It would never happen. And the second week, she stole it all from him. So I got to ask you, Peter Khawaja, if you're listening, which is it?
Well, not only
make up a story and stick to it, please, and don't keep changing the story when it looks like the first story is faltering under the weight of its own nonsense.
Well, didn't he also go on a site where you have an earlier edition of that work, and put down that that was his original information. He typed that into the site after he had said that this could never happen.
Right, right. Well, you know, I'll tell you something. Some people, unfortunately, really only listen to the words coming out of someone's mouth, and they don't look at the history of someone's verbiage. They don't trace it back. One week he says this, one week he says that, and start to look at things critically. So what we're going to try to do, really, is look at information critically. And if people start reversing themselves in the sense of, I never said that, or I never said that, you know, I see the government doing that all the time. But when we see the people who are holding themselves up as the examiners, you know, and the watchdogs doing it, that's a big red flag.
Definitely. And that's what's so sad to me, is how many people are selling out. I mean, it's truly amazing. And it's very hard to do what we do. You get threatened. They try to kill you. There's all kinds of things that happen. But you have to decide, are you going to do the right thing? Are you going to work for the side of good and light and truth? Or are you going to just basically sell your soul for cash? I mean, that's what everybody has to decide. And that's what's happening now. There's so many people deciding they're not going to stand. They've pretty much given up. They believe the party's over. And I know that you talked to somebody recently who basically said, I'm not going to mention any names in this case, somebody who said, well, eventually it's going to get to the point where they're going to put us all in jail if we don't basically lick the boots of our master, and, you know, he's not going to jail. So this is what people are having to decide now. And I actually know in my heart that the side of truth is going to win. But it's just a matter of hanging in there until that happens. There's more and more people waking up all the time. And that's the reason that they have to be told when there's disinformers in their midst, because the disinformers are doing so much damage. And of course, it's a very big problem that, you know, most people have a job and they have a life to lead, and they don't have time to do the kind of investigations that we do, because this is our life, to find out who's who in the zoo, who we can trust, who's doing the right thing, and where the truth lies. Because as I said, a lot of people out there are putting out 90 or 95% truth and 5% lies, and those 5% lies are what's keeping you as a slave. As a matter of fact, I want to just read from Leonard G. Horowitz's book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. And he has a show on this station called The Insight Hour, and I'm sure the management will tell him about this show, and I encourage him to come on and refute what we're going to say tonight. On page 148 of this book, this is what he says. Counterintelligence propaganda commonly presents many truths, but when combined, they paint only a partial picture. Avoiding certain important aspects of the entire reality, propagandists facilitate misinterpretations and mass deceptions. By doing so, people can be easily divided, conquered, or manipulated to kill or be killed. And that's exactly what Leonard G. Horowitz, Sir Leonard G. Horowitz, is now doing, in my opinion. And I recently saw a DVD on his subject, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. I have sent it to you, Janet. It's so amazing. He's actually purporting in this book that the healing of the planet is going to come about when 144,000 of God's chosen people basically get together and sing these solfeggio tones, which are ancient original scales of 6 musical notes. And this is what he's pushing now, is that this is what we need to heal the planet. Forget exposing the wrongdoers. He's kind of leaving the conspiracy stuff that he actually did such a good job on, although I must say I often wonder where did he get all his secret documents, because one of the things that the government wants those who are investigating the truth to do is be filled with fear. And some of the stuff he's got in his book, Death in the Air, and Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, it's very scary stuff when you see the actual documentation that they're committing genocide and that they're using eugenics to go after targeted populations and that they're basically developing viruses to cause cancer and AIDS and all these things. You know, that's scary stuff. But now he's actually becoming a prophet. He goes into all this stuff about how he's a son of Solomon. You know, he's basically in the bloodline of Solomon. And also talks about that he actually pretty much purports that he's, you know, the coming of the Messiah. As a matter of fact, in his online book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, he talks about tithing. And it appears as though he's putting himself out there as the Messiah. And that's quite a shift from being a dentist to being the Messiah and now trying to get people to believe that the solution is these six musical notes. It's really quite amazing. And before I ask you to comment, Janet, I'm just going to also put in there that he was recently knighted. Let's see, Friday, when did this happen? November 12, 2006. He was knighted by the Sovereign Order of the Orthodox Knights Hospitaller of St. John of Jerusalem, who is basically a spin-off from the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Malta being one of the secret societies that he exposes in his book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. So this is a perfect example of somebody who starts to expose certain things, and then before you know it, he's become one with them. And it's very funny, Janet, how he talks about vaccinations as contaminated vaccinations, and I asked the listener to ask himself, what's a contaminated vaccinations? Vaccinations are germs. How can you contaminate germs? Okay, that's first of all. But he doesn't talk about the water. And he doesn't talk about the contamination of the food. And you see, just like I read in his book, what he talks about how by not telling the people the whole picture, you're actually keeping them from seeing all that they need to see. That's exactly what he's doing. And weren't you involved with the Horowitzes when you were in Idaho in regards to a poisoning of a certain body of water that was happening?
Well, I wasn't involved with the Horowitzes.
There was
a group of people who had become alarmed that the government was coming in and dumping toxic chemicals into the pristine Lake Pondere. Actually, they're doing this all over the country under the pretext of controlling this noxious weed, Eurasian milfoil. And there was a group of people who were kind of gathering together to supposedly to address this issue and possibly get into a legal injunction or do media. Well, I was quite impressed with Mr. Hoare. I just met him once, and there was a meeting, and he was there. I didn't know who he was, and then I found out who he was, and he was, you know, he was spouting off quite a bit about the Freemasons, another secret society, and about how important it is to tell the truth and so on. And I do recall that Len Horowitz made an attempt to seize control of the media being done about this group of people getting together. His attempt to do that, he sent out some emails, you know, direct all media inquiries to me. Well, it didn't fly. At that point in time, I did send to him my work on the water stuff and never heard from him again.
Wait, so, I just want to highlight what you're saying, that he promoted himself as the media contact, and after he promoted himself as the media contact, the story just kind of disappeared, right?
Well, the story didn't disappear. Oh, no. Oh, absolutely not. The Panhandle Environmental League went on to address the issue. The Panhandle Environmental League had a media point person who was handling the media for that, and it was not Len Horowitz. There was quite a bit of concern that he was attempting to grab the media attention, and his grab didn't work.
Right.
The story did not disappear. No.
Okay. Were they able to stop the poisoning of the water there?
Oh my goodness, no. Actually, for the second year, last year, I know they went ahead and dumped the poisons again. When I first became aware of this was in 2006. I had moved to Idaho, and they were just initiating this. I'm not sure whether or not they've done this again in 2008, because it's usually in the warmer months.
Mm-hmm.
The first year, I believe there were three poisons being dumped into the lake, and that was the year when I was living in Sandpoint. And a woman who swam in the lake shortly after the poisons were dumped in and was told it was safe, miscarried. A child went into seizures. There were people all over town who were showing their rashes that they got from, you know, contact with the water. And there were also some people I was aware of who were simply getting sick by coming into town and being close to the lake. And they simply stayed away from town for a while until some of the poisons diffused. Mm-hmm. What they used the first year, there was something called a sonar, which was a chemical. There was 2,4-D, and there was a third chemical, which I don't quite recall the name of, but one of the chemicals used had as its component some of the components in Agent Orange.
Wow.
And there was a lot of concern in the community, particularly because some people draw drinking water off the lake, the aquifer. There was some concerns about the aquifer getting poisoned, and you know, this up in North Idaho, this area would be considered headwaters. And what apparently is going on with this Eurasian milfoil eradication program is that the government is targeting headwaters across country in order to dump in the toxins. So Panhandle Environmental League, which I do believe was infiltrated, heavily infiltrated, nevertheless had some very good people involved as well and was not able to stop this. There were other mechanisms for milfoil control which were researched. One of them was weevils, which simply eat the milfoil and don't leave behind poison. There was also a some kind of threshing, some kind of machine that is kind of organically simply got rid of the milfoil, but the government was heavily weighted in favor of using poisons, and all of the efforts of the Panhandle Environmental League fell on deaf ears.
And see, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, the vaccination issue is a very important issue because this is one of the ways they're committing eugenics and genocide. This is one of the ways that they're destroying our food animals. This is the way that they're creating all autoimmune diseases and cancer. But at least if you stay away from the needle, you can protect yourself from the blood assault that is vaccinations. And I just want to mention that the book, Horrors of Vaccination Exposed, which is can be downloaded for free on my website, but it's 245 pages, that is now available. Dr. True Ott has had it published, and he's selling it for cost. And you can order that book by calling 866-989-9876. That's 866-989-9876. And I strongly suggest all of you order a few copies of that book, send it to your legislators. It's got the law in there as to why this blood assault is unconstitutional, and it was written in 1920, and it shows that the smallpox vaccination was killing more people than smallpox did and how it was killing the animals, et cetera, et cetera. So that's very important. But as I was saying, if you stay away from the needle, you can protect yourself from the blood assault that is inoculations with disease. However, the water, the air, and the food, that's another whole issue. And along the food lines, I just want to mention that today in my local paper, Charlotte Observer, there was an article on page 13A where it says salmonella illnesses now top 1,000. Health officials now say some people should avoid certain raw hot peppers as well as the tomatoes. And so they're putting more fear out there. They're going to keep increasing the number of foods that you have to stay away from because they just can't find. The CDC has no clue as to what's causing this problem. And it's actually hysterical. They write in here that the CDC urges the most vulnerable people, the elderly people with weak immune systems and infants, especially to stay away from these foods. Funny how that's the same people that they recommend get all the vaccines, especially the flu vaccine. But, you know, the fear. They're trying to scare people. We all know that they're doing this to the food. There's no question in my mind that this is being done to the food, and this is why people are getting sick. But the food, the water, and the air, those are the main things that people, you know, can't do too much about. And I was, you know, sadly not shocked, I can't say, now that Horowitz is actually obviously sold out. But when you told me that, in fact, you had contacted him with your water as a weapon story, And what was his response? I mean, to me, this is the most important story of our time.
Dr. Len Horowitz did not respond. He simply did not respond. I emailed it to him. He simply did not respond.
So. Interesting. Now, you would think that this knowledge that they have found a way to deliver poison to the homes of every person in America through dual water lines using remote control valves, that that would have warranted a response. But you see, this is why I wanted to do this show, because people have to realize there's so many people out there that support Dr. Horowitz, who's now calling himself Sir Horowitz. He's kind of lost the doctor, actually. He's more proud of the Sir now that he's a Sir Horowitz, being knighted by this secret society. And he's asking people to tithe to him, send him money to support his work. And what he's doing now is taking people down a very dangerous road, making them believe that they can play tunes, play these solfeggio notes. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, and that this is going to, when sung by the 144,000 chosen people, this is going to be bring a healing to the planet. I mean, that is the most absurd thing I've ever heard of. And because,
you know, wouldn't it? Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Wouldn't it be nice if all we had to do to clear up all the darkness that is over this planet, all the confusion, all the hatred, all the warfare, all the lies and deceit and genocide, wouldn't it be wonderful if all we had to do was find the right few tones and the right few people to chant them? And I'll tell you something, it's a very attractive sort of resolution, because it requires very little effort. It's a quick fix. And, you know, take this pill and you'll be skinny tomorrow. Use this lipstick and everybody will love you. I mean, these are all quick fixes. And unfortunately, most quick fixes are snake oil.
Well, and I just want to also mention this whole Nasara thing. That's another, I don't know if you've heard of that. We haven't discussed that before, but there's this Nasara group, and I found out about them many years ago, and it's kind of like, the White Brotherhood, the divine forces of light that are going to come in and save us, and it was really pretty funny. They started giving out dates by when certain things were going to happen, and of course, the dates would go by and nothing would happen, and they'd always have an excuse. That's another way that they're keeping people, spiritual people, distracted, and everybody's waiting for Nasara to come in and take care of business. You know, the Christians are waiting for...
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, the Christians are waiting for Christ to come down. You know, everybody's waiting for somebody else to take care of business. And this is what people have to understand. We have to take care of business, folks. Each person has to search their soul and meditate and pray and ask, what is my part in this? Because we have to fix this. We allowed it to happen. We allowed these minions to slowly and incrementally do what they've done. And nobody's going to save us. We have to do it. And each person has to decide what their part is. I know that as I know my name. Go ahead.
Right. I was contacted by one of these Nasara people several years ago, and she was talking about how they've actually minted this new money, and this new money is going to fix the financial system because it's going to, you know, put us into an entirely different government and all this stuff. And the money's waiting at the banks. It's waiting at the banks. And so I went to the bank and said, well, you know, where's the colored money? And they looked at me like I'm crazy. Okay, well. And then I was talking to the Nasara person, and she was talking about the white knights, and we have white knights everywhere. I go, oh, cool. I could use a white knight. You know, where are they? Where's the colored money? Where are the white knights? And where's Santa Claus? And where's the tooth fairy? Where's the tooth fairy? Because I need a tooth fairy, too. I need something bad. I need a quick fix. You know, and this is all holding out false hope. There's a fellow, Fulton is his name, who's talking about these Chinese ninjas who are hiding under the ground, who are going to come up and fix everything. And everybody is waiting for this big event. Jesus will come back. The ninjas will jump up out of the ground. Santa Claus will finally bring me my true love. The fact
is, matter of fact, let me just say, because it's very funny. When I lived in Florida, I actually knew a woman who claimed that she was going to be very high up in the new government that Nasara was going to bring in. She actually had her bags packed. She was waiting to be, you know, like airlifted, you know, through the dimensions. She believed this, that when the time came, she was going to be taken to another dimension and brought to Washington, and she was going to be part of the new government. And she told me that I was going to be the Surgeon General. And this was going to be my job, is I was going to be the new Surgeon General and bring about, you know, true health. So this is the kind of stuff that's out there, folks. And all of this is planted by the other side. It's divide and confuse. And that's one of the things that I want to bring up also, is to how these people, they promote each other, like Dr. Horowitz promotes Joyce Riley and Garth Nicholson and these Idaho Observer people, Ingrid Castle and Don Hartnett, I believe
Harkin.
His name is.
Yeah. Harkin.
Yeah, Harkin, right. And then they also expose other people, like Len Horowitz exposes the National Vaccine Information Center, that they're actually funded by Big Pharma. So, you know, that's a good thing. So you think they're exposing the bad guys, so therefore they must be good guys. And that's what you have to realize, folks, that there's so much of this going on. It's all confusion, confusion, confusion. So you have to check everything out. You have to check everything out before you believe it. And that's why it's so important for you to develop this gift of discernment, because if you don't have that gift of discernment, you will be pulled in. Both Janet and I have had our experiences with PSYOPs boyfriends coming in and making us think that, you know, finally we have somebody in our life that's going to support what we do or whatever the case may be, and then they end up almost destroying you. So it's very important to develop that gift of discernment and to learn how to use it, because there's so much of this disinformation out there. It's getting very thick now.
You know, after the PSYOPs boyfriend experience, which really was almost fatal for me, I mean, very, very close, resulting in a near-death experience, 2 days of unconsciousness, a coma. Well, after my PSYOPs boyfriend, I started getting the PSYOPs lawyers, and the PSYOPs lawyers were going to rescue my mother. In your case, the endangered party was your son. In my case, the endangered party was my mother.
Exactly.
And the PSYOPs lawyers started showing up, and oh yeah, they're going to save my mom. They're for the underdog, and let me get all your information, and let me talk to all your friends, and let me talk to your doctor. And it got crazy, and suddenly, you know, it's kind of hit home that the people who were advancing around me at that particular point in time, back in 2002, 2003, when my mother was in so much danger, God bless her soul, that those people who were so insistent that they were going to help me, or they were going to help me, all right, they're going to help me to death. And the fact is, my mother passed away before her time at the hands of the parties who were trying to hurt her. And all the PSYOPs, I call them the undead, who were insisting that they were going to help me, every single one of them that I attempted, you know, to respond to in terms of their help did us harm. So at some point in time, I realized that I was going to have to develop discernment, and it is still very difficult, because there's an American Indian saying that the person coming with the face of friendship can wear the same face as the person coming with deceit and betrayal. So it's not easy to tell, but one has to begin to rely on one's own antenna and one's own understanding of what deceit looks like versus what friendship really looks like. And because of the amount of money and training that our government has put into developing its whole cadres of disinformers, PSYOPs boyfriends, PSYOPs lawyers, PSYOPs doctors, because of how many people are working for the other side and how seamless the sociopathy has become, it is really quite a challenge. It can be done, but one has to start relying on that little tuning fork inside of oneself, and needs to stop looking outside you know, does my friend think he's okay? You know, does my priest think he's okay? You have to start to really rely on yourself. And I think that that's where true freedom and liberation begins. Because as long as you're looking to authorities or to other sources for validation, we will remain enslaved and we will remain vulnerable to the PSYOPs teams and the disinformers.
I totally agree with you. And, of course, one thing that I heard Oprah Winfrey say one time is basically one of my standard sayings now. When somebody shows you who they are, believe them. And that's one thing that I've learned is that actions are the only thing that matter. Words mean nothing. And it's very important to, as you said, use your antenna, because with my PSYOPs boyfriend, my antenna kept saying there's something wrong with this picture. But I wanted to hear, I wanted to believe that this person was going to do the internet war crimes trials with me and start this whole movement to expose this dastardly plan that has been put out there. And as things started falling apart, and he actually tried to convince me to give up because nobody's supporting the radio station and all these kinds of things, you know, it's very obvious now looking back as to how the whole play was orchestrated. But I am very grateful for that experience because in the midst of all that, we found each other. And isn't it so funny, Janet, how now we have the same people attacking us? It's like, and people have tried to convince you that I'm not who I say I am, and same thing with me. They've tried to convince me that you're crazy and that none of this is true. And it's actually a comical thing now to see how many of these minions are exposing themselves, and that's why I am so excited about us starting our show on Republic Broadcasting Network on July 20th. It's going to be very interesting what happens.
Yes, I think it is. I think it's an entirely, it's a new open door for both of us.
Yes.
And I think it's a door, given, you know, the amounts of efforts that have been made, you know, to keep us apart. Just when I first ran into you, it was last year sometime, and you were going to have me do a show, I got contacted by someone saying that you had murdered Peter Khawaja.
Yeah.
Peter Khawaja, who was on the air like last week, well, he wanted to let me know that, you know, she's a very bad person. She was involved in Peter Khawaja's murder. Well, Peter Khawaja.
Well, not only his murder, but that I was his handler. Remember
right.
that?
Well, you know, I think it was probably the opposite. I think he was basically trying to take you down as hard as he could. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah.
But the first effort, you know, by another false friend was to try to, you know, make you look like the boogeyman
right.
so that I would be afraid of you. And at that point in time, you know, my own discernment was really more engaged than listening to the slanderous statements he made.
Well, not only that, people are saying I was never a doctor, I was not a surgeon. I mean, all this kind of stuff. See, they can't refute my information. So they got to just make stuff up. And it's really funny how that whole thing worked out with Peter Khawaja, because Peter Khawaja, in fact, is doing nothing. He's off the air. He has this Tropic Wave radio network, which is pure garbage. And it almost looks like, you know, somebody chipped him or something happened to him. But what they're saying is that I murdered him and now he's been replaced. No, I did not do anything to Peter Khawaja. I had to escape from Peter Khawaja because he was totally controlling me, financially taking, I had sold a house and I had some funds and he was using every excuse he could to take money from me. We were going to do the internet war crimes trials. We were going to do all these things. Always an excuse why he needed money. And I finally realized, I mean, this man, he would have taken everything I have, and I would have been out in the street and with no plans on ever doing anything for the mission. So that was a very hard thing that I had to go through, but that's how I learned to listen to my antenna, because that was quite an experience. You know, I had somebody I thought was the hero of America, and it turned out that he's actually military intelligence. In fact, one of the things that opened my eyes was when one of the listeners of our radio show found a Kay Griggs video on Google where she talked about how Peter Khawaja was a colonel in the Marines. And when confronted with that information, he did a Linda Blair. And that's when I realized his saying that military intelligence has the best whores money can buy, he was talking about himself. And this is what I'm trying to get people to realize, is that this is one of the tactics of these people. Just like Horowitz says in his book, that whole thing that I read about, you know, the propagandists, how they will tell you basically 90% truth and 10% lies. They leave out the most important part. Horowitz is doing the same thing. So this is very important, because the important things that are being left out is that your water is potentially getting ready to be poisoned. And people have to understand that. They have to protect themselves. They have to stock up on water. It's coming, folks. And the food as well. You have to realize that that's another target, and do whatever you can to protect yourself, because this genocidal agenda has been put on the fast track. Would you agree with that, Janet?
Well, I think we're careening towards the cliff, is the way it appears to me. But I do believe that there are ways that the people can protect themselves. For those who aren't aware of the water story, there are two articles that I have written on this topic already. One is called Water as a Weapon. The other is entitled Water Wars. Both can be found on indie media sites. I am working right now, actually today, I've been working on a third article about the water problem, the water weapon. And what I'm attempting to do with this article is to trace some certain manipulations of money and other sorts of things going on the national and international scene, which are impacting actually the planned deployment of the water weapon. I do believe that we are really getting very close, closer all the time to deployment. And initially, what I believed was that if I were able to document this satisfactorily and to start doing media about this, that we would really be able to change the course of history. That may still happen. However, yes. Critical mass is elusive right now, and there are not enough people who know about this. Next week I have another meeting over at the Medford Water Commission. I do have some blueprints now from Medford that indicate that the information being given by the Medford Water Commission to the public is false in terms of the water system, in terms of the double line system. So I'm going to be having a meeting next week again, trying to get them to explain to me what I now have in terms of documents, because the Medford Water Commission maintains an open and transparent government policy, and if you walk into the office, you can copy for free off their website their plats showing where all the water lines are. Well, what I have now in terms of documentation proves those to be false. So I'd like to give them an opportunity.
I just want to also mention another extremely important series that you did, Janet, the probate murders. Janet has also uncovered how they're taking elderly people of means and putting them under guardianships and conservatorships, and then basically killing them and taking everything they have. So that's another source of a story that you should check out from the American's Bulletin. And I know that one of the stories you're going to be working on soon is this, I don't know what else to call it except for the poison pill situation. We have about 7 minutes left. Could you just talk about that briefly and Section 817 of the Patriot Act? Because, you see, these things are so important. If people don't know that their doctors are giving them poison pills, that their water could be poisoned, that their food is being intentionally poisoned and all these things, then just staying away from the vaccine needle is not going to keep them alive. And when you uncovered this poison pill situation, I mean, I am so shocked and horrified at the layers of death and destruction being done by my profession. It's not just vaccines, it's prescription drugs as well.
Right, the poison pill. We got the red pill, the blue pill, and the poison pill. Under Section 817 of the U.S. Patriot Act, which is the expansion of the biological weapons statute, I believe Michael Chertoff, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, was the chief author of the U.S. Patriot Act. We have in that section essentially an authorization, a legalization of the use of poisons to kill American citizens under certain circumstances. And if you read, once again, with a discerning and critical eye, if you read section 817, you will see that the situations where it is okay to do this is if you are poisoning people in a peaceful, protective, or prophylactic manner. Now, that's bizarre, because poisons kill people. We do have something in some states called lethal injection, but this is not an expansion of the death penalty statute. This is an expansion of a weapons program, and if you read the restricted persons who cannot possess these toxins, poisons, and delivery systems for the toxins, you'll see that this is not, this statute is not authorizing warfare against an enemy of the United States of America. It is not authorizing a military operation. So if you look at the different poison programs, and unfortunately we now have a poison pharmaceutical program. Most people don't know about this, because when this is deployed against someone, once again, in a selective way, generally people don't survive to tell the tale. And what our government has done is they have produced doubles for every pharmaceutical that they make. And I'm not talking about generics here, folks. I'm talking about a pill that upon ingestion will incur a heart attack and death. And if you look at HIPAA, which is the Health Information Privacy Protection Act, there is a section of HIPAA which talks about when your health information will be released without your knowledge or consent under a phrase called protection of the president. And what this essentially appears to relate to is the poison pill program, so that if you enter an arena where you are considered to be a threat to the president of the United States of America, and I understand the threat to be informational, not to be a person brandishing box cutters, you will fall into the category of people who may get that poison pill. And then doctors won't tell you. You'll go to a doctor, you'll get a prescription, he might look at you a little funny. You go to the pharmacist will look at you real funny. He'll kind of grin and bare his teeth and look real nervous and give you your prescription, and you may have had it before, Motrin, Synthroid, something, antibiotics. And unwittingly, you'll take this pill, and sayonara, baby.
Right. And that's what
Thank you, America, for giving us freedom, justice, and liberty. You lied, America.
Exactly. And that's what's so amazing, as they've, picked up the pace on getting everything computerized, and that's what you realize, that's what HIPAA is all about, so they can have all your medical records, so they'll know the people of interest, the ones who are exposing the truth, or whatever your various part may be that makes you a threat to the New World Order agenda that the minions have up their sleeve. They can find out what prescriptions you're on, and they can send a little email to your pharmacist or put you on some kind of a list. Everything's computerized now. And just like you said, you go for your prescription, you get your prescription, it looks exactly like it always did, except for you end up dead when you take it. And who's going to ever suspect that that's what happened? And who's going to do an autopsy to find out that that's what killed you? You know, because they're all in on it together. So that would be the end of it. They would just assume, oh, the person must have had a heart attack. Isn't it funny how many people are having heart attacks these days? That's very much
There's a real epidemic of those heart attacks. And I'll tell you something. The heart attack is one of the chief ways that the CIA has basically dispensed with problem people in the past, and usually through chemicals. And the poison pill is just another form of chemical warfare, or as stated in the Patriot Act, expansion of biological warfare.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, there was a buzz on the Internet about Tim Russert when he mysteriously had a heart attack, that something was up with that, because he was investigating, you know, the warmongering going after Iran, and next thing you know, he's having a heart attack and he's dead. So they may already be using this in certain cases. I'm sure they have to test out their plan.
And I just want to quickly mention, I just got a copy of the alumni magazine from my medical school, State University of Downstate in Brooklyn. And much to my shock and horror, they're talking about the fact that they have fully leased out their biotechnology incubator, which is located within their biotech park, where they're actually leasing out space to companies that are developing AIDS vaccines and all kinds of other stuff, and having medical students do rotations throughout these groups. So now they're starting the medical students right from their education level, at getting them used to this whole idea is that, you know, this is good, this is good. All, you know, we've got all these germs here, and we're tweaking them, and we're playing with them. And, yes, go give the patient down the hall one of these injections, because we have to test this out. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, anybody that goes in a hospital today is taking their lives in their hands. There's so many layers to this onion. So on that note, Jana, I just want to say we're actually out of time. It's amazing how fast the time goes when we're on together. I want to thank you again for being my guest and for all the wonderful work you're doing. And Janet also has her own show, folks, One If By Land. You can listen every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on www.kskq.org. That's King Sam, King Queen. And as I said, starting Sunday, July 20th, we'll be on RBN. So thanks again, Janet. Keep up the good work, and we'll see what happens.
Carry on, Truth Warrior.
Same to you.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me again on your show, and I am looking forward to July 20th with great anticipation.
Me too. God bless, and good night.